Princess Peach could barely summon up the energy to protest anymore. Nearly every ounce of her strength and stamina was being used to digest and make herself grow even larger at the moment. She felt like a living balloon. Her belly groaned, literally creaked from the strain, as it stretched outward even farther against the cold, tiled floor. She had never felt such a powerful surge of humiliation for herself. When she had woken up this morning to travel to the Bean Kingdom, she had no way to expect that this would end up becoming her fate. Huge, swollen, fat, unable to move, and about to be forcibly wed into the Bean family against her own wishes. Every bit of her body felt encumbered by her fat. Her arms were partially sunken into her body, and her forearms were encased in such thick rings of fat that she could hardly move them at all. Her legs were caught in a similarly unfavorable position. Another tiny belch squeaked out of her maw. Her stomach slid about another inch further in front of her.
"You're a real peach! You know that, Peach?" Just some pre-wedding jitters you got, and some pre-wedding gas. Don't get too upset. We'll make sure you look absolutely beautiful.
When the Taylor Beans returned, they also brought with them some of Queen Bean's most trustworthy and talented makeup artists. They were the ones who helped Queen Bean took her adoring self every single day. As Peach continued to belch and swell up even more, she quite clearly managed to grow to a point where she actually dwarfed Queen Bee in size. Poor Peach could only do so much now, which unsurprisingly wasn't very much at all. She could feel her own neck and head starting to sink down into the depths of body, which was near a perfect ball, except for how much her stomach and her backside tended to sag against the floor. Two of the soldiers started to tear away at what minuscule strands of clothing still remained caught in the numerous folds of her body. Another one of them started to climb up the length of Peach's body with a kit in hand. A kit that would allow Peach to be freshened up in the Bean Kingdom way. Princess Peach remained completely passive as the makeup artist went to work. Peach was given purple eyeshadow, purple blush, and a bright violet shade of lipstick applied to her puffy, pursed lips. She looked almost like the spitting image of the obese Queen Bean herself. Luckily, the portly princess was not left nude for very long, as she was given a beautiful wedding gown to be draped atop her globular frame. Somehow, they had known ahead of time just how massive Peach would become, and thus, they were able to give her something to wear that managed to completely cover her. Peach belched once more into Queen Bean's face. Queen Bean waved her hand in front of her and laughed it off.
"Why don't we have you carried over to the ceremony right now? Or should I say, have you rolled?"
To say that Princess Peach was out of it now was putting it as an understatement. The poor young woman could barely even recall a thing about the incident that had led up to this moment anymore. She had become so fat, it was like even the blubber had started to cloud her very memories, too. A few of the soldiers and guards began to help pushing Peach along, two of them getting underneath to help lift her up. Peach belched. She became a little heavier, and before the two below could be crushed, a third and fourth quickly joined them to lift her together. Princess Peach wiggled her legs but could not so much as make a move. When they dragged her body through the hallways, she could see that her location had begun to change. She was brought outside into a small garden within the center of the castle. And standing there was not only Prince Peasley, but also a priest to validate the wedding vows, several filled pews with various residents of the Bean Kingdom, and even a white arch covered in flowers for the pair to stand under. It seemed that Queen Bee had anticipated all this long beforehand, planning to catch Princess Peach off guard and indoctrinate her into the royal Bean family against her will. Princess Peach could have easily called her out for her actions, but right now, she was too busy trying to fight off the urge to belch again.
"Would you look at her? Wow, Queen Bean made her so beautiful.
She really must have eaten the entire Queen's Bee, hadn't she?
I bet if she ate another one, she could become larger than the castle itself."
"There's no way she could eat another Queen's Bean. It'd probably make her explode before then."
right.
Still, just look at her. She looks just like the queen herself. Although, she's certainly less boisterous.
Shh! Don't let the actual queen bee hear you say that.
Princess Peach could hear the numerous onlookers talking about how much she had grown. Peach felt like she should have been terribly ashamed for how she had let herself to swell to such grotesque proportions. But she couldn't even do that much. She continued to stare blankly straight ahead, even as she was lowered down beside her soon-to-be husband, who did not seem particularly excited about her presence either. His heart had already been yanked away from him by another long ago, so he couldn't bring himself to be totally enamored over Peach. The fact that she looked so much like his mother now did not help matters either. However, he was a prince, and sometimes he had to do things that were for the better of the royal family than for himself. Princess Peach's stomach started gurgling noisily, and another belch rippled out from the betwixt her lips. Her stomach squeaked its way across the floor. She felt so incredibly bloated, like even the lightest pinprick could end up causing her to burst in a massive explosion. Peach hiccuped. She hoped that things wouldn't end up coming to that. But she had her doubts that she would end up deflating back down to size anytime too soon.
So, it seems that we now have everyone here, including the lovely bride. This is most wonderful. We will be able to begin post-haste, said the priest.
Princess Peach's mind continued to drift further and further away as the priest rattled on with the usual fancy talk about upholding to one's devotion and taking care of each other in sickness and health. She could feel the last, biggest belch starting to come on. Her chubby cheeks started to inflate as she struggled to keep the belch withdrawn inside her. If she were to belch in the middle of her own wedding, that would be a horrible embarrassment. Then again, she had not even wanted this wedding to begin with, so why did she care so much? Wait, did she really care about it after all? What was going on inside of her own head? Peach could barely even make heads or tails of it anymore. Her belly started to jiggle. Her breasts began to bounce on top of it. Her whole body felt like it was starting to expand twice as quickly as the gas bubbles forced their way to the very top of her throat. She could feel it coming. She couldn't stop it any longer, even if she though desperately wished that she could.
So do you, Prince Peasley, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
I do.
Peasley bowed his head. The priest smiled at him. Then he turned to Peach, who looked about ready to literally blow.
Do you, Princess Peach, take Peasley as your lawfully wedded husband?
Instead of saying anything right then, Princess Peach opened her mouth and released the loudest, wettest, most guttural belch that she could possibly give. It was so powerful that it fired off like a shockwave, making the ground itself terrible underneath the guest's feet. Peach's wedding dress started to tear apart as her stomach began to grow at an even faster rate. Her arms and legs were overtaken with fat. She felt like she was truly going to become a ball, like she would sink into her own fat and be immobilized for the rest of her life. Princess Peach groaned. Her butt drooped far enough to splay itself onto the floor. She sprouted more rolls of back fat than an entire bakery, and then some. She could feel the last vestige of her old mind, her old memories, slipping away from her. She was being overtaken by her new persona, a fat, jolly, prideful queen of the Bean Kingdom. She was not Princess Peach. Not anymore. Her entire body kept growing and growing until, eventually, before her wedding dress could be any further ruined, it came to a halt. Everyone found themselves holding their breath. Even Prince Peasley. Then, Princess Peach opened her mouth again. Instead of releasing another belch, she spoke only two words. Two words that would seal her fate as becoming the newest heiress to the Bean Kingdom legacy. Her stomach let out a squelching sound like the turning gears of a machine in need of oil. But overall, her digestive process was working just fine. Now enormous enough to crush a lone man underneath her, Princess Peach had been fully and completely won over to the Bean side.
I do.